on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 27, Tzaneen 34. The Madlunga Commission of Inquiry will hear testimony from a South African Police Service forensic ballistics expert in Pretoria today. The commission is investigating allegations of criminality, political interference and corruption within the criminal justice system. The forensic ballistics expert is expected to also provide evidence linked to the murder of Vereniging engineer Armand Swart, believed to be a case of mistaken identity. In other big news this morning, the Zuma Foundation has criticized the recent ruling on former President Jacob Zuma's legal fees, saying it shows the ongoing injustices against him. Last week, the Gauteng High Court ordered Zuma to pay back the state 28.9 million rand for his legal fees in the long-running arms deal corruption case. The foundation's Zwanele Manye says Zuma's entitled to consider pursuing a damages claim against the state.
Instead of applying the PFMA to hold the responsible officials accountable for unauthorized expenditure, the court excused the state's unconstitutional conduct and shifted the entire burden onto an innocent party. This approach reflects a concerning lack of balance and a failure to uphold the constitutional principles of fairness and accountability.
Onto crime-related matters, and the Soil of Africa civic movement has expressed outrage at the brutal killing of two young women in Mamelodi East. They were found with gunshot wounds to their heads over the weekend. Three women have been killed in the township over the past week. The movement's chairperson, Bongani Ramotra.
Our demands to the South African police is immediate deployment of all level of policing, including tactical response teams, crime intelligence and GBV units to Mamelodi East. Arrest of the perpetrator within 7 days. Failure to do so will compel the community led by SOA to lawfully shut down Mamelodi until justice is served.
The Mpumalanga Community Safety Department has expressed concern at the number of fatalities caused by road accidents in the province. This comes after two separate accidents claimed the lives of 10 people over the weekend.
8 people sustained serious injuries, and they include 7 passengers in the minibus taxi and the driver of the SUV. Mpumalanga MEC for Community Safety Security and Liaison, Jackie Masie, is once again calling on motorists to use the road with greater caution amid the ongoing October Transport Month.
That's the department spokesperson, Mweti Mumusi. And we end off in neighbouring Zimbabwe, where anger and fear is mounting as the country's ruling party, ZANU-PF, is backing a term extension for President Emmerson Mnangagwa. It requires a change to the constitution. The 83-year-old came to power in 2017 in a military-backed coup that ousted then Robert Mugabe. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.